Well, hello, Trent. Now, first, I want you to make yourself comfortable. Place your feet flat on the floor and rest your hands on your thighs. And gently allow your eyelids to close and just begin to allow yourself to relax. Letting all your cares and worries go. And at this moment in time, nothing matters as you switch off your thoughts. Just allow this time for yourself so you can unwind completely and let my voice take over your thoughts. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, letting go of any worries or problems that may have been on your mind lately. And there is no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts,
just relax,
as they will soon drift out of your mind again,
relax,
just as easily as they came in. I would like you to take a couple of deep breaths, slowly filling your lungs with fresh air. And as you exhale, you will relax more and more with every out-breath. Now keep breathing. Deep inhales in and deep exhales out. Over and over and out. In and out, over and over.
So relaxed.
And as you gently slow your breathing down,
relaxing,
you begin to feel more and more relaxed.
So relaxed.
More and more comfortable.
Going deeper down.
You will feel your whole body sinking in the couch or chair, or wherever you are sitting. And you will notice how relaxed your whole body has become. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes.
Relax.
Your eyelids have become very heavy. And may even twitch at this moment.
I feel so weak.
As you let go of any tension in your body.
I'm so relaxed.
And all the muscles in your jaw have become limp and relaxed.
My body's relaxing.
As your jaw sinks down,
I feel it.
And your tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth.
I'm relaxing.
And you are beginning to drift down deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper.
Feeling more and more relaxed.
So relaxed.
With every word I speak. And as this wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you may feel a tingling sensation starting in your fingertips. As your arms grow as heavy as lead, and you soon become aware of a growing peaceful feeling inside.
So peaceful.
Growing aware of an erotic sensation. A feeling of calmness and contentment. Also, slightly aroused. As you feel every muscle in your chest and abdomen becoming limp and relaxed.
Relax.
And all the muscles in your back are now relaxing.
I feel it.
Almost like a mental massage.
I feel it.
And all the way down your spine, the muscles loosen and relax.
I feel so relaxed.
And as you drift down deeper and deeper,
so deep,
the more relaxed you become.
I feel so good.
You let this wave of relaxation
so good
go all the way down your legs.
I love it.
So that your legs become as heavy as lead.
I can't move my legs.
And every muscle in your legs becomes limp and relaxed. So that you are completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tip of your toes.
Relaxed.
And as the outside world fades more into the background,
relax.
As you begin your journey into your own inner world,
relax.
To that unique and special part of you that only you can go to. You continue to let go of anything you thought you once knew. Letting go of what you thought was once beautiful,
memory,
and attractive.
Forgetting it.
Letting go of what you once thought brought you sexual pleasure.
Forget it all.
Letting go of all of that. Letting go of any sounds around you,
forget it,
or in the distance,
silence
will fade into the background,
just my voice,
all sounds, except my voice becoming your consciousness,
my voice is everywhere,
my voice becoming your thought,
my voice is in your head.
My voice becoming your mind.
My voice thinks for you.
Yes, the only sound that will matter to you will be the sound of
my voice, which will
continue to take you deeper and deeper.
My voice will relax you
into a wonderful state of relaxation.
Relax.
And you may soon find that your mind begins to wander.
Relax.
And it doesn't matter where you drift.
Forget everything.
Or where you go.
Forget it.
My voice will travel with you at all times. So that you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level.
My voice is taking over.
Your entire body feeling tingly and weightless.
I hear your voice.
The feeling of weightlessness bringing you down deeper and deeper.
I'm a obeyer.
Deeper down into my control.
I need to obey.
Surrounded by the power of my voice. And you love it.
I love it, princess.
Beginning to picture me and other women that you believe are extremely attracted
to one.
Beginning to fall deep down into trance. Reality fading into the background.
Relax.
As if reality is and was just all a blur. And beautiful women starting to appear and become clearer. These beautiful women and your most erotic sexual experiences with them that you've had or desired are coming into clear vision. You now may begin to wonder why you aren't becoming sexually aroused by this. Beautiful women dressed sexy, all which look as if they're wearing black, tight, wandering pieces of all types and high heels. Seems as if they all have specialty. Beautiful long hair flowing over their perfect breasts that are nearly popping out of their lingerie. But you can't quite make them out exactly yet. But for some reason you may find that these images of these women aren't turning you on like they once did.
Women don't turn you on anymore.
You don't know why, but you can't really think either right now.
Aren't attractive anymore.
You cannot try to figure out why these gorgeous women and thinking of sexual encounters with them is not turning you on.
You're not hard.
Your mind is too weak
to think in trance.
Because you know my voice does the thinking for you.
Does.
You know that your mind is my voice
right now. She thinks for me.
So you know deep down that I will provide you with something that will get you sexually aroused.
Yes, she will.
You see the beautiful woman clear now.
I know she will.
And each of them are holding something.
She thinks for me.
You cannot make out quite what it is, but you can see the shape of it. You now may begin to feel a tingling sensation that was once going through your body start to move into your cock. Moving up through your shaft. Moving around your shaft. Moving up to the head of your cock.
Why is my cock?
Moving around the head of your cock.
Why am I so turned on?
You may start to feel horny now. You don't know why.
Why am I so horny?
Starting to get slightly hard and physically aroused.
Yes.
And you don't know why.
I don't know why I'm hard.
Why is this thing that these gorgeous women are holding,
I don't know,
that you cannot even make out? Why is it arousing you? You don't know why.
I don't know.
But you don't care.
I don't care.
Because you are starting to feel so good.
So good.
So relaxed still. Falling even deeper down into with every word I speak.
I'm so relaxed.
You may even find your eyes fluttering and twitching once
my eyes are heavy.
You cannot help it, but they do because of how relaxed you are.
My eyes feel so heavy.
The more you try to restrain them from closing and becoming heavier, the more you try to restrain them from fluttering or flickering, the more it happens. The heavier your eyes get, and the deeper down you go. You then hear the clicking of heels, and see me walk through the crowd of beautiful women, holding my hands behind my back as I approach you. It is as if I'm moving in slow motion.
I hear you.
Slowly hearing my heels click against the floor as I approach you.
She's coming my way. She's coming.
Remind you the sound of a teacher walking down the school hallway while you're younger. Click, click.
She's coming my way.
You may find that your heart begins to beat a little faster now.
Faster.
Not sure why. Me.
I feel
Someone as powerful and amazing as me is approaching someone like you. What could I possibly have to say to you? You see me approaching, the only one wearing a bright red, skin tight, laced up dress with red peep stones.
I see Princess Angel.
The only one you can clearly make out, especially since I am coming closer. Everything I have on is red. Even the nail polish that is on my fingernails and toenails. Even the bra I am wearing that is slightly peeking out of my tight red lace dress.
She has perfect breasts.
All red. And, you can tell it is me just by the color. Even before I come into complete clear vision. As I approach it, my eyes begin to stare into yours.
Her eyes are amazing.
While a smirk remains on my face.
Powerful eyes.
My eyes staring right into yours without blinking.
I can't be for
eyes. You cannot turn away.
Eyes are amazing.
Your eyes are locked into mine. As if I'm making you stare into my eyes.
Yes,
there's some magical power.
Such power.
You cannot take your eyes off mine.
No, I can't.
If you try, you find that my eyes follow yours no matter where you look or what you do.
Eyes are everywhere.
My eyes
are
on your eyes. Image of my eyes consuming your thoughts.
Yes, they are.
No matter where you look,
or
even if you try to look away,
eyes are everywhere.
And they follow you.
They are.
And this is when you realize you are completely down under, completely under my spell, completely relaxed, completely under control. You cannot take your eyes off of mine. And again, if you try, you find that my eyes follow yours no matter where you look or what you do. But you find you love this feeling of control I have over you. You love completely letting go power to me. The power I have over you feels amazing.
Feels so amazing.
It continues to make you feel so relaxed.
I am relaxed.
When I'm in your presence.
Body's heavy.
Even though you may find your heart beating a little faster now. Then finally I make it to you. Since you are sitting down, I have to bend over to whisper in your ear. As I slowly begin to do so, you can smell the fruity, feminine smell of my perfume.
I smell her.
Inhaling it.
I smell Princess Amy.
In and out.
It smells so good.
Making you even more relaxed.
You
find yourself breathing deeply in and deeply out.
She smells so good.
Each time inhaling my scent.
She smells so good.
And each time exhaling, bringing you deeper down and making your body even more relaxed. Making your mind even more relaxed. Breathing in and out.
She smells so good.
In. Your mouth drops open in anticipation to what I have to say. And you wait to hear. Still breathing in and out. Having your heartbeat a little faster now. You then hear me say, "Now, Trent, don't you find it odd that these gorgeous women aren't even arousing you? That I'm not even arousing you? You haven't even attempted to stare at their tits or any other body parts. You haven't even hoped to see them naked. And yes, Trent, I can read what is going on in your mind. And that is how I knock. You haven't attempted these things. You also know what I say is always true, Trent. And that I always know best. You know that I know what turns you on. I know what you crave. I know what you need in your life to bring excitement and pleasure back into it. And I know your life doesn't have any excitement or pleasure in it now. Especially not to the extent of what I can bring into it. Which is why you know you need to do what I say. So you can have that excitement and pleasure in you. Listen to each and every word, which makes your eyes flutter and twitch even more sporadically. Because my words bring you down deeper, and the entire time, you also, for some reason, cannot keep your eyes now off of my arms, getting excited to see what I'm holding behind my back. You begin to get even harder when thinking of what is behind my back. Unconsciously, you know it's something you need in your life. Unconsciously, you know it's something you crave in your life. Unconsciously, you know it's something that will bring excitement and pleasure into your life. I then motion these ladies to come forward so you can see them in a clearer picture. Since they were only one big blur at first. I then back up a little, still keeping my hands behind my back. As I back up, the aroma of my amazing perfume fades away, and you begin to smell a familiar smell. You find yourself inhaling through your nose more often now to try and figure well out what this smell is. So good. You may not have noticed you were already doing it, but now you begin to notice you inhaling even more through your nose to try to figure out what this smell is. Why does it smell familiar?
I love the smell of cock.
Does it smell like sex?
Yes, it smells like sex.
Kind of smell.
Oh, it smells good.
Like a guy's bathroom.
Yes.
Or a guy's locker room.
Yes.
Kind of smell.
It smells so good.
Like sweaty men.
Yes.
Sweaty balls.
Yes.
You find the smell odd at first, but this smell of sweaty balls, sweaty men, and sex has now made your dick almost fully erect. You're so focused on this smell, you forgot to pay attention to the women that were now approaching me to come in clearer view. As they approach closer, the smell becomes stronger, and you are getting horrier. Then these women come into full, clear view of you. You are now shocked to see they aren't women at all. They are all men. Men dressed as men, and some men dressed as females. You know this by the huge bulge sticking through the dresses that some are wearing.
Huge.
While the others are clearly men, because they are dressed as such, and you can still see the bulge in their pants too.
Look at those cuts.
You now see that there are 5 men. 1 man with longer blonde hair, kind of looks like the surfer type, whom is in some long, dark swim trunks and a tight black V-neck shirt that clearly shows off his pecs.
But look at his cock.
The second man is dressed up in a black business suit. The tall, dark, handsome type. The third is an older, chubby man, just wearing some black boxer briefs with his gut hanging over them.
He's a fatty.
While the 4th and 5th are tall men wearing wigs, makeup, heels, and tight black dresses that clearly show their huge bulge.
Look at those cocks.
And you can make out what each of them were holding. They are each carrying a tube of lube. After quickly looking at each of them, you then find that your eyes focus solely on the crotch area. Your eyes are glued to their package.
I think you love cock.
Trying to skim by each of them to see who has the biggest bulge in their pants.
Love.
You don't know why you care, but you are starting to crave to know how big their cocks are. You are craving to talk and see the individual that has the largest cock.
You're a faggot, aren't you?
I then step in front of your view of them.
Queer.
And reveal what I was holding behind my back.
Cocksucker.
A big black dildo.
It is huge. You want it in your ass, don't you?
You begin to squirm at first, because you don't know what's in store for you. But then, shockingly, you find yourself consumed by a sense of calmness, followed by the feeling of a craving.
You're horny for cock.
You feel as if you need something. You feel as if you want something so badly.
Cock-sucking horn.
You feel as if you have to have something. Yes, a strong craving takes over you.
Cock and cock.
You also are starting to feel ecstatic.
Come and cock.
Happy for some reason.
Yummy, humming.
Starting to become overwhelmed with happiness.
Cock.
That's something you've been waiting for your whole life. It's finally going to happen. And you don't know why. As you begin to squirm in anticipation,
You then begin to feel something under your ass. As if you're sitting on something. And then you realize this entire time that you've been sitting on an anal plug. And when you squirm, you could feel it deep in you.
Feels good.
You didn't think you were gay, and you still don't think you are gay.
And you love it in your
But for some reason, this anal plug feels amazing in your asshole. You never want it to leave. And you want so badly to start jumping up and down in your seat so you can ass fuck that anal plug.
Fucking homosexual.
But you don't want anyone to know what you're doing.
Know that you love that.
They can't think you're gay.
Know that you want it in your ass.
So you try to secretly squirm around in your seat.
You want it deep.
So these guys in front of you don't know what you're doing. Yes, you may find your ass slightly wiggling side to side.
Each time feeling as if something is in your ass.
Your focus then goes back to me, holding that big black dildo in my hands.
You want it, don't you?
As I smile at you while holding it.
You want this cock.
I then begin to approach you again and tell you. Trent, do you see this dildo?
Yes.
This big dildo now represents your life from here on out.
You're a faggot.
Do you feel how excited you get when you see this dildo?
You love it, Trent.
Don't you want this excitement and pleasurable feeling in your life forever?
Yes.
Of course you do, Trent.
You're a cock-sucking whore.
But you are not a real man, Trent.
You're a faggot.
So your name will no longer be Trent.
Nothing but a gutter, slutty whore.
It will be close to it, but not quite. From here on out, I will call you, and you will call yourself Trisha.
Sissy Trisha. Cock-sucking Trisha.
See, Trisha, look.
It's your name, Trisha.
Look at yourself. Look. You don't know where I got it, but I suddenly pull out a mirror and put it in front of you.
Look in the mirror, Trisha.
You look into it.
Look, Trisha.
And see that you are wearing makeup.
Sissy whore.
Bright red lipstick. Blue eyeshadow.
Sissy bimbo.
Fake eyelashes.
That's you, Trisha.
A black wig. And you can see part of your chest where there is a pink bra on it.
Sissy faggot.
How did this happen? How did this get on you? You don't know, but you start really not to care.
You love it.
And you find that a smile starts to consume you.
You love it, sissy whore.
Yes, you find yourself beginning to smile as you look at yourself in the mirror. Beginning to admire how your makeup is done. And how you look. You feel as if you're now something you were always meant to be. A sissy. A cross-dresser.
Faggot.
Yes.
Sissy bimbo.
Slutty bimbo.
Queer.
I then put the mirror away and your eyes go back to focusing on the dildo in my hand.
Big dildo.
You find yourself beginning to whine for it.
It's huge and you want it.
Begging me to let you have it.
You want it deep in you.
You find you now have this deep urge to suck it. You find you now have this deep urge to fuck it.
Yeah.
You find you now have this deep urge.
You need to
beg for this dildo.
You want this?
I do.
Do you want to find yourself
beginning to beg it? Me for it.
Beg me for it.
You cannot help yourself.
Beg.
You've never felt this way before.
Let me hear you.
But you love feeling this way.
Beg for it.
You know that if you can have this dildo,
you need it.
That everything in your life
you need
will just be so much better.
Beg for cock.
But I then shake my head.
Beg for it.
And say, no, Trisha, you cannot have this dildo. When I say that, you begin to feel very sad.
You need cock.
Disappointed.
You crave cock.
Because you know you need it. You don't want it. You need it.
Cock sucking.
Then I tell you that I have something better for you. But you're too sad to notice what I said. Then after looking up from pouting, you now see that these five men are standing around you.
Naked.
You don't know who is who, because all you see are their cocks in your face. And you don't really care who is who. You don't care if these men are ugly, fat, old, disgusting, smelly, or anything. All you care about and notice are that these cocks are in your face. All different shapes and sizes.
You love.
You cannot believe this feeling that is taking over you and all resulting down in your cock. You feel so euphoric. There's no word to describe this feeling that is now taking over you. You feel like a starving dog that has just got thrown a bunch of yummy hot dogs.
Faggots.
Not being able to wait until you can get your hands on these cocks. You are craving them. Your cock beginning to pulsate so hard. Already pouring out the cum by just having these cocks so close to you. Not only having one cock, but five cocks right there in front of you.
Cocks.
You cannot believe how having these cocks here make you feel. You never felt like this. Every good possible feeling you could have, you do have now. Happiness, excitement, sexual pleasure, sexual eagerness, turned on beyond your wildest imagination. Feeling so euphoric. Feeling as if you're in heaven right now. This is a feeling you now know you need in your life. You cannot imagine living without feeling like this on a regular basis.
Never.
Because it is so good.
You love it.
You haven't even touched your own cock. But it feels as if someone is sexually pleasing it now. Because your cock just feels that good. Having these cocks in front of you makes you feel amazing.
Yes, cock.
You know there is more
sexual and mental gratification to come. Because if you feel like this just by looking at these guys, you can only imagine what it would feel like to touch them.
Come, guzzling slut.
You now realize your purpose of life. What you've been missing in your life this entire time.
You're meant to be a cum-guzzling bimbo.
You've now found your true purpose.
Yeah.
To be a dirty, cock-sucking, cock-craving, cock-fucking, sissy, faggot bitch.
You're fucking queer.
Gutter slut. There is no other explanation and why you would feel so turned on and amazing right now. Other than you were born to be a cum-guzzling, dirty queer.
Yes, you were, Trish.
Still looking around at the hard, juicy, throbbing cocks around you. Balls hanging down. Smelling nothing but sweaty balls around you.
You love
this. You cannot help but find that you're breathing in through your nose more rapidly now.
Smell
it. Trying to soak up the smell of these cocks.
Smells so good.
Finding yourself licking your lips more now, too.
You love it.
You can feel the lipstick and lip gloss on your lips as you lick them. It only makes your smile grow wider. Knowing that your lips are primed and perfect to suck dick. Of course, cocks love lips that have lip gloss and lipstick on them. You now know this for some reason. So you know, whenever you're ready to suck cock from here on out, you must always prime your lips every single time.
And you will.
You now also know that whenever you hear suck,
fuck,
dick, cock, balls, yes, whenever you hear the words suck, fuck, dick, cock, balls, and or see anything that is in the shape of a cock or balls, you will immediately resort back to this feeling that you're having right here and now. Yes, the feeling of craving cock. The feeling of sexual pleasure. Licking your lips. And yes, finding your nose even rapidly inhale to try and smell any and all sweaty balls around you.
You love the smell of it.
Yes, you will also have a strong urge come over you. The urge to go find a cock and suck it right away.
And you will.
You will not feel satisfied or happy until you fulfill this urge that you get when you hear those words or see anything that is in the shape of a cock or a ball. Even a child's bouncy balls, yes, toys, will make you think of sucking or fucking cock. Other things such as hot dogs, pencils, pens, sausages, cucumbers, carrots, anything in the shape of a cock and or balls will give you the strong urge and desire that you need cock, and you need it now. And you will go find it. Because you'll find that if you do not fulfill this urge and desire, you will not be able to become sexually gratified. And you will not feel happy at all. Look at those cocks. You need cock, and you need it now, don't you?
You need it. You cannot take them just hanging there in your face anymore, just teasing you and begging you to suck and fuck them.
Look at the juicy
cocks. Look at them hanging there. All five cocks. All different shapes, sizes, colors. Balls, different sizes too.
Beautiful.
All different shaving jobs. Some with hair, some with not hair, some trim. All smelling differently.
Mm.
Smell,
it looks so good. Looks so yummy.
Mm, yeah, sweaty balls. Smell of sex. Smell of cock.
Oh, fuck yes.
You take your eyes away from the cocks quickly to look at me for approval. Because you know you need my direction before you can go any further.
You need those cocks.
Anxiously looking at me with your eyes wide open, mouth dropped open, licking your lips, looking at me like a lost little child. I then nod my head up and down with my approval.
Yes.
And say,
so excited.
Yummy. For some reason, you immediately know what that means.
You can't wait for yummy cummies.
That you may get all of the cum that you want from these cocks.
You love
cum. Just hearing that word, yummy cummy, made you almost explode. Because it made you immediately think about being filled up and covered. And you had to pause for a bit to control yourself from coming.
Think about how good.
Because your cock is throbbing. And it feels like it's going to explode all over the place. Just from thinking about cock and cum.
Yummy.
You feel so good. So horny. You're so fucking hard and so desperate for cock and cum. You don't even have to be told what to do any further. You know where your place is right now. One of the guys then lays down on his back. You then go down on top of him and slowly begin to sit down on his cock. But you now notice that you have a skirt on.
Suddenly,
thankfully no panties, because you're so eager to sit on his cock that you don't want to waste any time having to take panties off. You love that you have a skirt on. It makes you feel like the dirty whore that you are. You realize now that dressing like a slutty bimbo fag makes everything that much more intense and exciting, because you know that is what you are. A slutty bimbo faggot. Gutter slut. Cum guzzling, cock loving queer. Yes, that is all you fucking are. A slutty bimbo faggot. A gutter slut. And a cum guzzling, cock loving queer.
That is who you are, and you love it.
You begin to go slow, so you can enjoy every inch of his cock as it goes into your ass. You were so eager for this that you didn't even have take time to use the lube that the boys had. No, you didn't put any of it on, because you just needed his cock in you so bad.
Such a
inch by inch it goes in. You can feel his rock hard cock pushing against all sides of your asshole. So hard his cock is. So happy.
Finally, it goes in all the way. And you can't help but let out a loud groan as it's in all of the way. You feel it, don't you? Yes, you do.
Good.
You quiver because you almost come with him. His cock inside you makes you feel. How could you possibly go this long in your life without experiencing a nice big cock deep in you? Complete euphoric. Complete sexual gratification. Fuck yes. Oh, I feel so good in you. You can even feel his balls as you sit all the way down on his cock. But you need more cock. You need your holes filled. You know that you are just used as a cum dump. Nothing else. That is all you should be used from here on out. A cum dump. Just a hole for cocks to enter and use. Just a hole for cum to enter.
To call you cum dumb.
Nothing but a gutter slut faggot. That's all you are. And you love being one.
You need cock.
Immediately, you want yummy cummies. Even more. So you open up your mouth without any hesitation.
Yummy cummies.
Yes, you find that your mouth is open and waiting. The big fat guy comes over and sticks his cock right in your mouth.
Suck it.
His hairy old balls all over your face as he fucks your mouth.
Feel it in your mouth.
You know that you still can be useful. And you still want more cock. You not only want more cock, you need cock everywhere. The more cock you get, the better you feel. The more cock you get, the more turned on you get. The more cock you get, the harder you get.
You love it.
The more cock you get,
you need cock.
The harder it is to hold back coming all over.
Cock turns you on.
The more cock you get,
cock makes you hard.
The better life is.
You love cock.
And the more cock you get,
you love cum.
The happier you are. Yes. You need more and more and more cock.
Cock is your life.
So, of course, you put both of your hands to use and begin to jerk off the two shemales. Noticing your pretty pink fingernails as you jerk those cocks off. Yes, having your nails painted makes you feel like a better cum-guzzling faggot sissy. And you so deeply begin to desire more, being the best cum-guzzling faggot sissy bitch that you can be. From here on out, you know this must be a part of your cock-sucking life. Yes. Painted fingernails and dressing like a slutty whore bimbo. The fifth cock is still left. So the fifth cock stands over you as he jerks himself off, randomly hitting you in the face with his cock. And laughing at what a dirty whore you are. But you cannot wait for him to finish all over you. Because you want.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
You need.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yes, you need to be showered in cum. Mm. You don't even notice the males anymore. You don't care what they look like or even find males attractive at all. There are only two things you love. There are only two things you want. There are only two things you need. There are only two things you crave. There are only two things you will base your life on from here on out. And yes, those two things are cock and cum. You not only want and crave them in your life, but from here on out, you'll find that you need them in your life. Without them, you'll have feelings of emptiness, feelings of worthlessness, feelings of depression, and find it hard to even get sexually aroused without them. Yes, you need yummy cummies. You need cock and cum in your life to feel any type of gratification. That is why from here on out, you'll find ways to always have them in your life. You may find yourself looking for ways to whore yourself out for a living. Yes, any way you can. You'll start taking calls on Night Flirt or any other sex sites, creating profiles on sex sites, going in chat rooms and looking to have cam and phone sex with other cops. You really don't even care about the phone sex because your main focus is the cock. You don't care anything about the man. You don't even find men attractive. You just want and need their cock and cum. Yes, you don't care what the males look like. All you want and need is the cock attached to their body. That is all you're interested in. Ha and hum. Nothing else. So if you have to, you'll seek that online and do that for a job. You may even go to male strip joints and try to strip and or just stare at the cops swinging in your face there. And if need be, you will spend all of your money on private dances and escorts to get cock. You may even find yourself, after this recording, placing ads on Craigslist and other online sites to find other cocks to meet. You won't ever have your cock sucked. You won't ever fuck anyone else in the ass. No. You will never have the craving to be sexually pleased by another male. The only thing you need and crave is to suck cock, jerk off cock, get fucked by cock, get filled up by cum, and even being sprayed by cum. That is it. Again, the only thing you need and crave is to suck cock, jerk off cock, get fucked by cock, get filled up by cum, and even being sprayed and covered by cum. That is it.
Eventually, you'll find ways to meet cops and make money off of it. Because you'll see that your normal job is no longer satisfying and is interrupting your new way of life. Yes, your new way of life of being a cum dump, a hole for a cock. You may even look into moving into a city that is known for its streetwalkers and finding yourself dressing up like a slutty bimbo whore just so you can get a taste of cock. Yes, you will be willing to whore yourself out on the streets if that's what it takes for you to get your new fix of cock and cum. After this recording, you know and have this deep desire that it would be perfect if you could pay your bills by doing something that you now love and need in your life. Pay your bills by being the cock-sucking and cum-guzzling faggot bitch freak that you are. Yes. This is something that you may find yourself looking into after this recording. Whoring yourself out in any possible way. Getting your fix of ha-ha on a weekly basis. If you go a week without touching a cock or getting cum, you may feel the depression starting to take over. You need to have a cock in your life at least once a week. And you will do whatever you can to make that happen from here on out. You will no longer live a straight life. In fact, women cannot sexually arouse you no matter how hot they are or how hard they or you try. Men will not even turn you on after this. Only the thing attached to them will turn you on. And only the stuff that comes out of them turns you on. From here on out, when you hear my voice, hear the words yummy cummy, hear the words cut, cut, come, come, suck, suck, fuck, fuck, jerk, jerk, off, off. You will always resort back to this feeling you have now. And immediately get the urge to get some cum out of a cock. These urges will even come about when you see anything shaped like a cock or balls. Bouncy balls, pencil, pen, cucumbers, anything. These urges will even come about when you see anything that looks like cum. Mayonnaise, glue, ranch dressing, conditioner, body wash, anything that looks like cock, cum, or balls will make you resort back to this feeling of sexual urges for cock and cum. Being a cum-guzzling, cock-sucking, sissy faggot is who you are now. The harder you may try to resist your fate, the more you may find yourself craving cock and cum. The longer you go without it, the more willing you're willing to do almost anything to obtain a nice, hard, throbbing, juicy cock in your mouth. Yeah. You are now my sissy faggot cum dump. And yes, you're still in the midst of being used by five cocks. Every time the fifth guy hits you in the face with his cock, you find yourself consumed by a smile. You love it. The guy on the ground is such a huge cock. And even though it may be slightly painful, because your ass isn't used to it yet, you love how his enormous cock fills up your ass. You love being able to feel every inch of it as it goes in and out of your ass. Hearing his balls slap against your ass and your balls slap against him as you start to ride up and down on his cock. Harder, faster, faster and harder, up and down, back and forth. His cock is so deep in you and you love it. You cannot wait to feel him explode deep in your ass. Your face keeps trying to smile because of how happy you are at this moment, having all these cocks right in front of you, in you, around you, makes you feel so happy and satisfied. You love everything about this right now. But you find trying to smile is hard because you want and you need to do the best job you can at sucking the other guy's cock. You want and need to do a good job so you can get your medicine out. Yes, cum is your daily medicine from here on out. Something you need to feel alive. Again, you cannot go a week without it, or you may start going through a bout of depression. You'll find that you may even start drinking your own cum from here on out if you're not able to get cum any other way. Yes, you may find that any time you do jerk off to faggot porn, of course, you cannot bear to watch your cum go to waste in a tissue or anywhere else. Such a waste that would be. You must always either eat it or save it for a later time. Yes, you may find that it may also become a ritual of yours to start putting cum on your food. Because every time you find that you swallow cum, you can feel it. And it feels as if it seeps throughout your entire body, giving you the biggest burst of energy and a nice hard-on.
Imagine it.
Seeping through your body as if it's one big happy pill that allows you to live in euphoria. Seeping through your body as if it's one big sexual stimulant, getting you horny and so turned on. Yes, even your own cum makes you feel amazing. And it's something you need in your life. Cum is medicine. Medicine is now cum. Cum makes everything better. Cum makes you feel amazing. Cum makes your cock feel like it feels now. Rock hard. Say it with me again. Cum is medicine. Medicine is now cum. Cum makes everything better. Cum makes you feel amazing. You need cum. Cum makes your cock feel like it feels now. Rock hard. Say it one
louder. Cum is medicine. Medicine is now cum. Cum makes everything better.
Yes, it does.
Cum makes you feel amazing.
Yes, it does.
You need cum.
Yes.
Cum makes your cock feel like it feels now. Rock hard. Good little daggett. So you must focus on sucking his cock good to get your medicine out. Yes, your yummy cummy. Suck it, suck it, faggot. Another large cock. Get cum.
This one is.
Gagging you as he fucks your mouth. Being able to taste the brief cum whenever it drips out of his large,
cum.
Thick cock. Each time you taste some pre-cum,
queer,
you cannot help but moan.
Whore.
Cum just makes you feel so fucking good.
You love cum. Cum.
Fuck yes. Yummy, yummy,
cum.
Fuck yes. Cum is euphoria.
You need cum.
Yummy, yummy, cummy. Fuck yes. Cum is heaven. Yummy,
yummy,
cummy. You love cum and cock. Your mouth wrapped around his cock. And his hairy balls tickling your chin as he penetrates in and out of your mouth. You want to grab his balls too, but you're also busy on concentrating on jerking the two she-males off. You cannot wait to feel their nice, warm, juicy cum drip down your hand. Hoping that some will squirt out and hit you in your faggot face. You cannot wait to lick each finger and every inch of your hand to swallow your medicine, to swallow every bit of their cum. There is no way you could or would let any cum go to waste. You wouldn't dare waste cum. Wasting cum is now the biggest sin you could ever commit. Cum is your life. Cum is your everything. Cum is the reason you live. Yummy, cummy. Your cock is the hardest it's ever been. You have moments where it's hard to hold back your own cum because you don't remember ever being this turned on. Ever being so sexually gratified. Ever being so happy and excited. But you only notice how bad you want to come once in a while because you are so focused on getting others come out. So focused on pleasing the others' cocks. So focused on getting your medicine that you aren't even focused on how badly you want to explode.
So bad right now.
So you begin to speed everything up. Jumping up and down. Up and down, back and forth. Up and down, back and forth. Back and forth. Up and down. And that cock gets in your ass. Jumping up and down like cock harder and faster. Sucking deeper. The cock in your mouth. Taking it deeper and sucking it harder. Gagging more. In and out. Bringing the cock in and out. Out and in of your mouth.
Also, stroking both cocks even faster now with your hand. Stroking faster. Good fatty.
Get it.
You find your eyes widening because you know it's coming. You know what you've been waiting for is ready to fill you up. What you've been waiting for is ready to squirt all over you.
Need it so bad.
Your dream come true. To not only be filled up with cum in your holes, but to also be covered in it at the same time. You can tell they are all ready to explode on and in you. You can tell by looking at the guy jerking off over you, his head starting to lean backwards as he looks up at the ceiling. Every guy is starting to moan louder and louder. You cannot fucking wait.
Yes.
Because you know as soon as all of their cum is out, as soon as you get it all down your skin, deep in your ass and all over you, is when you will get the ultimate sexual gratification. Is when you will explode all over the place. And you know this orgasm will be unlike any other orgasm you've had. Because having all of this cum in and on you will intensify your orgasm.
Love cum sex.
You got craving. Cum guzzling slutty faggot bimbo. Cum and cock is euphoria to you. Cum intensifies everything and makes everything better.
Yes, it does.
Fuck harder. Suck faster. Stroke harder. Fuck faster. Suck harder. Stroke faster. Yes, yummy, yummy. Harder. Faster. Deeper. Yummy, yummy. Deeper. Faster. Harder. Yummy, yummy. Yes, do it. Come, cock, come, cock, come, cock, come, cock, balls, come, yummy, yummy, balls, come, cock, balls, come, cock, yes, cock, come, and it finally happens.
Yes,
you first feel something you never felt before, and it was even better than you imagined, warmer than you imagined. Yes, come was now filling up your asshole. You can feel it deep in you, and some dripping out of your asshole. You find your body spasm and cock pulsate harder.
So good.
Because, fuck yes, this feeling of being filled with cum is amazing.
Love it.
Then, you feel a thick light, not as warm as in your ass, but somewhat warm. Thick like substance hit the back of your throat and begin to fill your mouth. There's so much it starts to overflow out of your mouth. You find it hard to swallow with a cock still in your mouth, but you manage to. Because there's no way you're going to let any cum go to waste.
Never.
Yummy cum. It tastes so good.
Yummy.
You swallow it and quickly lick your lips to get every bit that you can. Since your hands are still busy and you cannot use your hands to catch any of the cum dripping out, you lick your lips and around your mouth rapidly. You can feel it go down your throat as if it's in slow motion. Feeling it slowly slide down your throat and enter your body. Fuck yes, it tastes so much better than you thought. Licking every crevice of your teeth to get every last bit of cum.
Fuck yes, yummy honey.
Your dick is covered in pre-cum and hard as a rock.
So
you find your cock is pulsating harder and harder than before.
You don't think you've ever had your cock this hard before. And you know it's because of the cum. Yes, only cum can make your cock feel so fucking amazing without even ever touching your own cock. You could have had a hands-free orgasm several times by now, but there's still cum to get, and you must get it first. There is no way you're going to let any cum go to waste. The more you can get, you know the better you'll feel. The more you can get, you know the more sexually gratified you'll become.
Fuck yeah. Yummy cummy is your life.
Jerk off.
Still moving your tongue around your mouth and his cock, along with sucking his cock as if you're in a desert and there's only a drop of water left in this cock water bottle. Sucking as hard as you possibly can in hopes to get more cum out. You love cum. It tastes so fucking good. You love being a cum dump. Just to hold, have cum fill up. Cum gives you life. As you focus on getting every drop of cum out of your teeth and mouth, every drop of cum out of every crevice you can possibly find, and every drop of cum out of his cock, your focus then turns to your hands. You now want to feel cum on them too. And simultaneously you hear the three other men moan. Yes. Finally. Fuck yes, faggot. The two guys are coming in your hand. And the guy jerking off above you brought his dick right onto your forehead so he can cum on it. Oh my god. The ultimate feeling. Ah. Fuck yes, being covered in cum. Yes, as it drips down your forehead. All over your face. Over your eyes, down your nose, cheeks, chin. And yes, even some over your lips. But all at the same time, the other men are coming into your hands. Stroking harder and faster and harder, back and forth. Making sure you get
yummy.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Their cock feels as if someone is sucking it, jerking it off, and fucking it. All at the same time. It feels so fucking good. You need to come so badly now. You cannot hold it back anymore. You haven't ever felt this turned on by anything in your life. Ever. You know it's the cock and the cum. You know the cum is going to bring you the ultimate orgasm. So of course you take your hands and lick them clean. Sucking each and every finger, licking the palm of your hands and back of your hands. Oh, yes. Using your hands to get all the cum off your face. While also searching the ground to see if any cum has dropped down there.
Fuck yes. Yummy.
And as you've gotten all of the cum you could possibly get, and you're on your last finger to lick, you stick your pointer finger in your mouth, down on your tongue, and slowly start to suck and lick the last bit of cum off of it. As this happens, your cock twitches and pulsates even harder, and yes, it's... Yes. As the last drop of cum comes down. is blown.
Yummy.
Oh my god, yes, cock, balls, and cock, baggy, tongue, guzzling, cock, sucking, bimbo, fear, cum, dump, gutter, slut, bitch, cock, cum, balls, yes, yummy, tummy,
that is amazing.
Coming.
Still feeling euphoric and aroused by the smell of sweaty balls, cock, and cum all on you, in you, and around you. You don't even want to walk, because you don't want the cum to fall out of your asshole. Even though you've already orgasmed, you still love how the cum feels in your ass. So you then lay or sit down and close your eyes, enjoying this feeling of euphoria, something you've never experienced before, and something you know you must always feel from here on out. As you relax, enjoying this feeling, you know that from here on out, this is your life. This is something you can't live without anymore. There is nothing you find attractive anymore. There is nothing that can or will turn you on anymore, and you know this, unless it's cock or cum. And there is no turning back. The only thing that can and will ever turn you on anymore, besides my voice, is cock and cum, nothing else. You don't care who is applying the cock and cum. It doesn't matter to you. As long as they have a cock, and you can get cum out of it, and will get cum out of it, it is your medicine from here on out. And it doesn't matter where it comes from. And you not only want it, and crave it, but you need it. Again, Trisha, when you hear anything related to cock and or cum, or see anything that looks like it, you will resort back to this feeling here and now. A feeling you so much desire to always have, and will seek out a way to get your fix. When you are back to this feeling, and back to having this craving, you will only go by the name Trisha, not Trent. Because you will also find that dressing up like a sissy bimbo whore will intensify the feelings and gratification you get. And yes, eventually, because of your non-stop craving for your medicine, non-stop craving for cock, non-stop craving for cum, you will always find new ways to whore yourself out, and always eager to be a cum-guzzling whore, and nothing else. You will find that from here on out, you will always eat your cum when you jerk off. You will find that from here on out, you will also store your cum so you can put it on food. You will find that from here on out, you can only get sexually aroused while watching other cocks. You will find that from here on out, you are nothing but a sissy, faggot, queer motherfucker that is now nothing more and nothing less than just a cock sucking. Come guzzling. Come dump, bitch, queer, faggot ass. Yummy, yummy, cummy.
Now go suck some more cock, faggot.